bright morning star, your light has come, and the birth of Jesus has overwhelmed us with joy. Like the Magi of long ago, may we be drawn to you and offer you such gifts as we are able. Amen. Today is very nostalgic for me, the 5th of January. I'm still a month away. Today is always a nostalgic day for me because tonight my mom and dad would take me out when I was a little boy. And we would go out to fetch grass. So we'd go in the neighborhood, cut grass, put it in a shoebox, and put it underneath our beds. Because tonight is when the three kings would come to give us gifts. Traditionally in Puerto Rico, we didn't give gifts on the 25th. The gift giving is tomorrow, the Epiphany. So for me, it's always a very nostalgic day, the 5th of January. Hugh called mom and dad the other day, and they were out shopping for their grandchildren, who are 20 and 15, but they still get their gifts. So it's a wonderful day. It's a celebration of gift giving, of sharing. I remember as a little kid waking up in the middle of the night trying to see if the horses had come. And of course, mom and dad would come and take out the grass and leave a little bit of it scattered around the floor of my room. And I would say, wow, three horses had come to my room. Today, we meditate on this beautiful story of the Magi. And some people start to debate, would this happen really? I think it's a waste of time. If it was true, there were three, there were five, there were 10, 100. I think it's more of a symbolic. And I think the underlining, what I would like to share is the importance of gift, the importance of gifts, of gift giving and of gift receiving. I think our consumeristic, capitalistic society, gifts have become such loaded with anxiety and did I give enough? Do I have to give this person or that person? There's so much consumeristic concern around gifts. And I think it's a shame that it has gone to that. And I would like to recognize, yes, gift giving can become problematic, but I would like to invite you to look at gift giving as such a beautiful part of our society, of our tradition. A young philosopher, some of you know him, Charles Eisenstein. He came recently here to Orcus. He studied in Yale. He's studied maths and mathematics and philosophy. And he writes about economy. And one of the aspects he talks about, a society that is structured around gift giving. And we are living in a place where that was the potlatch. That was how many of the indigenous cultures, it was their way of being. Society was structured around gifts and giving gifts. Charles Eisenstein wrote in one of his blogs, he says, wherever I go and ask people what is missing from their lives, the most common answer, if they are not impoverished or seriously ill, is community. This longing for connection, for community. And he says, community is nearly impossible in a highly monetized society like our own. That is because community is woven from gifts. Community is woven from gifts, which is ultimately why poor people often have stronger communities than rich people. If you are financially independent, that you really don't depend on your neighbors or indeed on any specific person for anything, you can just pay someone to do it. Someone else to do it. In former times, people depended for all of life's necessity and pleasures on people they knew personally. If you alienated the local blacksmith, the brewer, or the doctor, there was no replacements. Your quality of life would be much lower. Community was not an add-on in life. It was a way of life. And today, with only slight exaggeration, we would say we don't need anyone. Community is woven from gifts. In a gift community, people know that their gifts will eventually come back to them, albeit often in new forms. Such a community might be called a circle of the gift. If everyone seeks merely their own survival, then there is no hope for a new kind of civilization. We need each other's gifts, as we need each other's generosity to invite us into the realm of the gift of ourselves. In contrast to the age of money, where we can pay for anything and need no gifts, soon it will be abundantly clear we need each other. It's a long quote, but I think it's a beautiful quote to invite us to consider the power of gift giving. Here in Orcas, we are a community that we are so generous. And I think that is the key of who we are, because we're willing to ask for help and also willing to give help. Philanthropy, the desire to love each other, to help each other out. And that is the core of what constitutes a community. The opposite is, I don't need anybody. I don't need you. I'm alone. And I think as Americans, we sometimes tend to look at the world that way. Oh, I don't need anybody. I'm totally independent. No one depends on me, and I don't depend on anybody. I can understand there's a good thing in it, but let us be careful, because that is truly the most horrible way to live, in which we don't depend from each other. We don't need anybody. Today, as we meditate on the three kings who brought gifts to Jesus, I want to invite you to think that is a way of living. Of living generosity-wise, where I give and I've been giving. Where I live because I depend. We're mutually interdependent on each other. The story of Christmas is the story opposite of the one that says, I don't need anybody. The story of separation is the fall of Adam and Eve. If you look at the story of Adam and Eve, it is a story of, I don't need you. Adam and Eve told, I don't need God. I don't need you, Eve. I don't need you, Adam. I don't need you, serpent. We are all separate, independent, autonomous. No need. I'm self-sufficient. The story of Christmas is the opposite of that story. The story of God incarnate in this little boy that is dependent totally. Can you imagine? God chooses to become totally dependent on us in this little baby of Bethlehem. Christmas is the story of connection, of needing each other. It's the story of unification. It is the story of the Word made flesh, of angels and shepherds being connected and united, of heaven and earth being connected and united, of Israelites and Gentiles being connected and united. The Magi came from Persia, today what is called Iran, which is interesting that today this story came up, of Jews and pagans being connected and united, of spirit and flesh being connected and united, of God and creation being connected and united. These Magi came offering the best they had. And I put here, when you come up to communion, take a look. Three little chests up here. One chest with the myrrh. Another chest with the gold. A chunk of gold. Really, it's water with little gold flecks. And a chest with incense. People have wondered, what does this mean? I really don't care what it, they have, there's 10,000 different meanings of these gifts. But I think what they represent is these Magi gave the best. They related to this newborn child who is a foreigner, who is poor, who was not of their own religion. They were willing to share the best they had, creating these links of community. Today I would like to invite Mimi and Luann. A couple of weeks ago, they shared And they asked us to write down an exercise to talk about how you are a gift to Emmanuel, how we are gifts to each other, and how we, through our stewardship, are gifts to this community of faith. Thank you.
All to look within to say thank you for the gifts that we give here at Emmanuel. We're going to reflect back to you now. Oh, here. Because we have to do it together.
Right.
So here it is.
Right.
It's about doing it together. Being alive here and now.
Love, friends, family.
A breath of fresh air and light.
Our church community, the love sent by all.
Comfort, community, safety, and peace.
A member of the larger family that is Emmanuel.
Thankful for all the prayers of this family.
Connect with God, my source.
Support my aching and fearful heart with love and support.
Family in spirit.
Renewal in Christ.
Forgiveness in love.
Service together.
A spiritual home.
Beauty, service, gratitude.
Welcoming kindness.
Openness and friendship.
Concern for others.
Kind gentleness. Community inclusive.
The words, the smiles, the hugs that say you belong.
Quiet generosity of the people of Emmanuel.
The generosity of welcome of this community and the care and opportunity to serve others.
Forgiveness.
Heart opening.
A place that wants me.
A place where I belong.
Evolving and learning.
That Emmanuel is here.
A place to worship.
A community that reaches out to help the larger community.
My Emmanuel family.
For fellowship.
For our ministers.
For the constant presence of any Lord in the place of worship.
Friends,
what love we receive.
This love we will share with others.
The renewal and guidance of any faith through Christ Jesus and this church.
Openness of heart.
Acceptance.
New friends.
When I can ask for support and get it.
This wonderful church community.
The opportunity to learn about God.
Family, honoring presence.
Loving community of people who love and are growing and welcoming.
Beginning to trust life again with this new home, earthly base.
Comfort.
Church family.
My church is my family.
Connection with community.
Be with my church family.
Caring community.
Spirituality.
Home.
Comfort and friendship.
Community. Love.
Serenity.
Community. Faithful. Giving.
Loving, light-filled,
inclusive,
the wonderful and gracious people,
helping others,
love I feel while attending services,
chances to reflect,
moral guidance,
learning about God, going deeper,
church, home, inclusive, nurturing, affirmative, sustaining,
my family and friends. Our community is woven of gifts. It's all of us, it's all of you, it's all the many, many ways we share our hands, our hearts, our heads, our treasure, our talent, our time. So beyond the anxiety of doing it right, or beyond the anxiety of trying to give when you can't, we're just beating the tom-toms one last time. Probably not one last time. Probably do it a few more times. But to just really quietly ask, where and how are you moved to move to give back to this place that gives us so much? And maybe it's time, and maybe it's treasure, and maybe it's talent. But in this new time, we all need it more than ever. So please, if you haven't had a chance to fill out your pledge card, please do, and maybe it's a new way this time. Maybe you're giving in a new and different way. Whatever it is, thank you. Mm-hmm.
So I was told last night by our blessed treasurers that we are down 23 from where we were last year with pledges. And I'd like to say that now it's 22 because I have mine right here. It's not too late. And thank you really from the bottom of our hearts, because this, you are what keeps us going. And we are mirrors of each other in the community and in this church. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Leave it around there. Want to leave your thing over here? Put it over there. Thank you, Mimi and Luann, for reminding us. And it's always complicated to talk about pledging and stewardship, and people get a little bit, but take it as that. It is a way to exchange gifts. It is the way we survive, but more importantly, it is a spiritual practice. A practice to say we depend on each other, that we need each other. And without each other, we cannot keep going. So thank you for your help. Let us pray. O radiant morning star, you are both guidance and mystery. Visit us with disturbing dreams that challenge us. And in our journeys, grace us with strange companions. Grace us with the hospitality to open our hearts and homes to visitors filled with unfamiliar wisdom and bearing profound and unusual gifts. Amen.
Please stand with me as you're able. Let us affirm our faith.